WKJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school basketball action around the area last night in Hawkeye 10 Conference girls play, it was Creston downing Atlantic 62-47. Harlan a winner over Sioux City East 69-25. South Central Calhoun upending Kemper Catholic 52-42. Shenandoah over Fremont Mills 43-38. In Western Iowa Conference girls play, it was AHSTW topping Griswold 56-47. Audubon over Underwood 46-43. Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 57-50. Logan Magnolia over Riverside 53-29. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Charter Oak Ute topping Bowyer Valley 59-56. It was Exira EHK 67-49 winners over Adair Casey. Glenn Ralston beat Arweva 40-17. Also in girls hoops, Sergeant Bluff Luton over Thomas Jefferson 62-30. Stanton defeating Lennox 52-44. In boys Monday night high school basketball from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Red Oak over Southwest Valley 67-40. Shenandoah beating Fremont Mills 70-61. In boys Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW over Griswold 43-41. Underwood beat Audubon 57-48. It was Missouri Valley over Tri-Center 58-53. Logan Magnolia defeating Riverside 60-51. In Rolling Valley Conference boys play, Arweva over Glidden Ralston 62-30. Cam, a winner over West Harrison, 78-49. Exira EHK topping Adair Casey, 56-48. Peyton Sherdan over Woodbine, 64-29. Also around the region in boys' hoops, it was Diagonal over Essex, 61-38. Earlham beat West Central Valley, 79-38. And Lennox over Stanton, 71-54. The Weekly Associated Press boys high school basketball poll out yesterday afternoon has Iowa City West on top in Class 4A. They're followed by Pleasant Valley, Des Moines Hoover, Linmar, and North Scott. Ankeny Centennial, Urbandale, Waukee, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and Dowling Catholic round out the top 10 in the big school class. In 3A, Pella is number one this week with Williamsburg, Waverly, Shellrock, Spirit Lake, and MOC Floyd Valley. At 1-5, Wallerton Dove Dubuque is also tied with MOC Floyd Valley for the fifth spot in the poll. Lamar's, Fort Madison, Gilbert, and Davenport Assumption round out the rest of the top 10. In 2A, Applington Parkersburg is number one, followed by New Hampton, Western Christian, Monticello, and Cascade. IKM Manning is number six, Forest City is ranked seventh, Trainer eighth, Iowa City Regina, and Northeast round out the top 10. And in Class 1A, Gladbrook Rhinebeck is number one, followed by Danville, Maple Valley, Central Lyon, and Boyden Hall. The bottom five, Colonesco, Galen Catholic, Earlham, Arweva, and West Hancock in the small school poll. Well, the 14th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones dropped their fourth straight road game in the Big 12 with a 94-83 loss at 17th-ranked Oklahoma last night. The Cyclones started red hot and made nine of their first 12 three-pointers to build a 42-32 lead, but it was all OU from there as the Sooners rolled to their fifth straight win.
Key in my mind in this game is the last 5 minutes of that first half. They outscore us by 10, after we get a nice lead. A lot of that came off of turnovers. We tried to get a two-for-one late in the half, and we shot it too quick, and then in turn they get a two-for-one, and they go into halftime with all the momentum, and then we just didn't come out with that same urgency, at least I didn't think, in the second half.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg. The Cyclones fall to 7-4 in the Big 12.
Going in, I knew it would be a tough one on the road, one-day prep against the team that's probably most difficult to prepare for in our league. So, we'll bounce back and, obviously watch a lot of film and, get three good days of practice.
Hoiberg says the Cyclones had no answer for the Sooners when they made that run.
What this thing came down to in the second half was, once they got in that run, we kind of fell apart a little bit. You got to find a way. They're going to make a run in their own building. You got to find a way to fight through that adversity. We didn't do a great job of that.
Dustin Hoge led the Cyclones with 19 points. ISU shot better than 47% for the game, but they never led after the Sooners scored the first 6 points of the second half.
We got to take more pride in defense. We're a team that can score the ball, and everybody knows that. We have a lot of offensive threats. But, scoring the ball doesn't mean anything if you're not defending the ball. And, giving up 94 points to a team at home, it's not going to cut it on any day. We got to get in the lab, and we got to fix it because, this is a nice conference. This is one of the best conferences in the country, to my opinion. So I just think that if we're able to stop the ball and make guys uncomfortable and get defensive stops, then, it's a different ball game.
That was Dustin Hoge. Oklahoma is now 8-4 in Big 12 play. Elsewhere in the top 25, Quinn Cook scored a season-high 25 points, and Jahlil Okafor made all five shots from the field in the second half as the fourth-ranked Duke Blue Devils beat Florida State 73-70 for their fourth straight victory. LeBrian Nash scored 22 points as number 21 Oklahoma State rallied for a 74-65 win at number 16 Baylor last night. In women's college hoops, the much ballyhooed number one versus number two matchup in women's college basketball wasn't all that great a matchup. Second-ranked UConn toyed with number one and previously undefeated South Carolina 87-62. Kalina Mosqueda-Lewis led the UConn scoring parade with 23. Brianna Stewart added 22 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists. Assuming the Huskies can beat Tulane on Saturday, they'll reclaim the number one position in the poll. That leaves 16th-ranked Princeton as the only undefeated Division I women's basketball team. In football news, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has established an internal committee to review stadium options in Los Angeles and coordinate any possible move to Southern California. The move was outlined in a league memo obtained Monday by the Associated Press. The memo emphasizes that the league, not a single team, controls when and where a move can take place. It comes about a month after a development group that includes a company controlled by St. Louis Rams owner Stan Kroenke announced plans to build an 80,000-seat stadium in the Los Angeles suburbs. The proposal that envisions a stadium rising on the site of a former horse track in Inglewood once again raises the possibility that Los Angeles could get another NFL team after a two-decade drought. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.